deep sorting fact from fiction. It's what we do here. You're welcome. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for February the 7th. It's a Friday, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Wuhan virus has now killed more people than the SARS virus. Let that sink in for a moment. Maybe as many as 100,000 people infected. Think about that for a moment. We'll continue with that story. Number two, according to Gallup here in America, we are more satisfied with our personal lives than we have ever been. 90% of us like what's going on in our personal lives. Pretty good time to be an American. And number one, President Trump took time to take a victory lap and hammer home every one of his political enemies along the way. His hard-hitting remarks beginning at the National Prayer Breakfast yesterday. Friends Senator Ivey and I were. Great table, about six tables back, center stage, and sat there and watched the whole thing unfold as the president came out. Of course, Nancy Pelosi was sitting right there, and we'll get to that. And for those of you on the live stream, I did pick up a souvenir for you. I picked up a souvenir of the USA Today that the president held up in front of the prayer breakfast that says in big, bold letters, acquitted. But he was on it yesterday. So here's the way I want to start today. In case you missed it, because I did in my travels and running around, and you may have as well, I want to play for you Chief Justice John Roberts as he brings to a close the impeachment trial. It's bite number 10. Let's lay the groundwork, and then we'll get into all the rest. Bite 10. Go.
The presiding officer directs judgment to be entered in accordance with the judgment of the Senate as follows. The Senate, having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
So there you have it. The president acquitted. And then that, of course, gives the president license to start a conversation about his acquittal, about the Mueller report, about James Comey and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and everybody, in fact, all the way back to Hillary Clinton. And so, as I mentioned, Ivy and I were invited to the National Prayer Breakfast and sat with Congressman Wahlberg and a host of other very interesting people, which we'll talk about a bit later in the program. Fascinating place to be. People come from all over the world to attend the National Prayer Breakfast, begun by President Eisenhower back in the 1950s. And so the president walks out, and you've got Nancy Pelosi up there. You've got John Molinar, the Michigan congressman, among others at the head table, because he's one of the co-chairs of the event this year. And Nancy Pelosi's sitting there, and you don't know what the president's going to say, but you know that he's not happy. He's been through this ordeal. He's angry and has been for quite some long time because of the Mueller investigation and the constant cloud over his administration and the demands and the inquiries and the comments by the media, all of it finally being let loose yesterday. So I'm going to start with Bite 11 for the National Prayer Breakfast that we watched live and in person up close. Here it is on tape, Bite 11 with the president. Go.
Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on.
And frankly, that was just the beginning. And in the room, you had a lot of people that were applauding the president. You got numerous standing ovations there during the National Prayer Breakfast. You also had people in the room that refused to stand. And you could hear other comments as we continue to live in a nation divided. We do. We live in a nation that is divided, and even at the prayer breakfast, we can't seem to get across that divide, at least not yet. Will we ever? I don't know. This president is not willing to lay down his arms. And what did you expect him to do, by the way? Smile and curtsy for the camera? Let's be honest. This guy rolled up his sleeves and started fighting in June of 2015, and he hits back at everybody that comes after him. It's not going to change now. It's not going to change while he's president, and it's not going to change ever. And that's how he was elected, and in large part, it's why he was elected. People were sick and tired of the Mitt Romneys of the world being nice and pleasant and weak-willed and malleable to the Democrats, frankly, and so this man was elected because he was something different, a fighter for the people that voted for him, a fighter for America, and that's not going to change. You don't have to like his style or his temperament or his comments or his ability to really rub people the wrong way. You don't have to like any of that. But he's going to continue to fight for America the way he sees fit. He took aim at James Comey. He took aim at Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi later in the East Room at the White House in a celebratory event. Let's go to Byte 14, if we may. Byte 14, the bottom line on Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and the rest that really got a lot of attention in the media yesterday. Byte 14, go. Not going with Byte 14. All right, hold that for just a moment. We'll get back to that in just a moment, because in the East Room, the president really took off the gloves. He said these people are evil, that they need to be held to account, that this needs to stop. And so far it continues. In fact, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff both say now that they will continue investigations potentially. They will continue with their investigations, and they will continue with their ideas of investigating this president. They say if they see something wrong, they're going to continue. And I think the American people are frankly fed up with all of this. They've had all they can possibly take. And you look around and you look at the ratings for the president now, 90% of the people in America think that things are going well, and well over half think the president is doing fine himself. You look at the latest ratings, his approval ratings are 50%, 51%, the best they've ever been, and climbing, because this impeachment has frankly hurt the Democrats badly. So here's what's going to happen in the weeks to come. They're going to come to Michigan. They're going to come to Wisconsin. They're going to plead their case. And the problem is their case goes nowhere because the president has seen an investigation come and go that slowed him down, but he is also overseeing an economy that is doing very well. He's overseeing a nation where 90% of us, according to Gallup, are very happy with our lives and our personal lives. We'll get to that in a moment. But this is a big story, because with that many happy people, who's going to vote to change who's in the White House? Meanwhile, you've got the mess that goes on and on and on in Iowa. It never seems to come to an end. In fact, now Tom Perez wants to do a re-canvass in Iowa. And the fact of the matter is, we may never know who won in Iowa. What a complete and utter disaster. These are the people that want to run your country. They can't run a caucus in the small state of Iowa and get it right. All right, we've got all that coming up. We'll get to all of that. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday on the Steve Gerber Show.
To planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.